This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com. What does giving mean to you? Why do people give? Who do they give to? Is giving a part of human nature or a social construct? Who gains when you give? We're exploring these and more questions on heritageradionetwork.org as part of our special coverage on giving.
There's, the notion of giving, I mean, not just the Christian tradition, comes out of the Jewish tradition, out of the Old Testament, which was a tithing, which was leaving the corners of your field fallow and a farm community so that people could come and glean. That's the notion of gleaning, that folks could get the food. You didn't clean every corner. You left food because you knew people needed it. There was a notion of giving, very long-standing notion of giving 10% of your income to those less fortunate. There was also the notion of the Jubilee years, that every 50 years debts were canceled. So debts just did not go on and on and on and on.
You just heard from Anthony Butler, Executive Director of St. John's Bread and Life. While Thanksgiving is typically associated with eating turkey and watching football, the notion of giving is embedded into the word itself. It is, at its root, a day that should be devoted to giving thanks and helping those in need. An organization that embodies this practice is St. John's Bread and Life, a food provider in Brooklyn that is anticipating serving 3,000 Thanksgiving meals on Wednesday, November 27th to hungry New Yorkers. The staff members and volunteers who will be serving these meals are expressing their gratitude for what they have by giving back to those less fortunate. The clients who attend the event will be seated at tables and served by the volunteers. As the clients wait in line, they will be given hot chocolate to keep them warm, and they are sent home with a prepared meal to eat on Thanksgiving Day. Caitlin Conklin, Public Relations Consultant for St. John's Bread and Life, explains why they are opening their doors to so many New Yorkers.
Our whole mission is that we are not above our clients and that we are all on the same level and we're just all trying to help each other out, basically. With our connection with Thanksgiving is that we all come together and we give thanks for, even if it's very little, we do have so much to be thankful for. And that's what we tell our clients every day, that, you know, we're here for you and we're not just going to close our doors on you once our meals are done being served and then forget about you. You know, we are here for you.
So this year, let Bread and Life's actions inspire you and make your Thanksgiving that much more meaningful by being thankful and giving back. If you are interested in volunteering for St. John's Bread and Life, visit www.breadandlife.org and click the Volunteer tab. I'm Sarah Kamen for heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Dues Paid by Rectech. Thanks for listening.